I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Jack. Jack. I'll never let go. I promise.
I push Dave off that door. It's like when you're a kid in the pool, like you're on the raft, and someone just swims out from underneath you and flips you right over.
Listen, you go on.
Okay. Thanks, Rick.
All right. Bye-bye.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Honestly, I didn't know him all that long. Now I have my own full door.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, the big 9 o'clock hour. DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. Stuff you missed is... about 13 minutes away, plays of the week. Is there anything better than plays of the week?
Nothing.
It's so good.
He's going to need a lot of time today because this week was whoa.
Yeah, but every week is whoa.
No, this week was heavy.
This week was more than the norm?
Definitely.
Like Raymond and I going through the stuff on yesterday for the Open. Yeah, like, I mean, I could have made that Open 10 minutes if I wanted.
I try to keep a running list of things. And this week's list is long.
Really?
It's long.
That's nice.
Speaking of list, boys, you asked the question. Who said it earlier about the Bears? I think it was we talked about Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
What they did with trading that number one pick.
Oh, you have how trading out of one last year, what it meant for them?
Yes, this is what they got.
All right.
They got Darnell Wright. They got Keenan Allen, Tyreek Stevenson, DJ Moore, the first overall pick in this year's draft, and a second-round pick in the 2025 draft.
I mean, that's got to go down as like a Herschel Walker kind of trade.
That's pretty nice.
Right? I mean, so you traded last year's one, which was Bryce Young, which is a mistake in its own right, and you're going to wind up getting a quarterback, receiver. I mean, just, I mean.
Well, yeah, you're going to get, if the quarterback, now, if Caleb Williams works out, you'll have your franchise quarterback, tackle, two wide receivers, a corner, and then another second-round pick, whatever you decide to do with that.
That's just incredible is what it is. And you know what they've done? They've really – now, you don't know what Caleb's going to be and how long it's going to take him to kind of learn the ropes of the NFL, but they have really put quite a talented offense around him already.
Yeah, well, they have to. They have to because, I mean, listen, ultimately, when push comes to shove, all those things are great unless Caleb Williams is not as good as C.J. Stroud is. Because that's who you could have had with the first overall pick.
Right. But, I mean, right now, you'd rather have C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, right now. But if you're telling me Caleb Williams is great, and then we have all these... I mean, look what their offense is going to look like this
year.
But
if Caleb Williams is 90% of C.J. Stroud, and then you get all these extra pieces, I still think it's worthwhile. I don't think he has to match exactly what C.J. Stroud happens to be.
No, I think he could win with that.
Right.
But it's the unknown. Like you've CJ, I mean CJ Stroud had maybe you could argue the greatest rookie season in the history of.
He was awesome.
The NFL.
And you see what's happening. Players want to go to Houston now.
Yeah, well, because I mean between him and the coach, dude, they beat the crap out of Cleveland in the playoffs last year. It's amazing.
What team in the AFC right now? And we haven't had the draft. We still have to finish free agency. We have to go through, you know, mini camp and training camp and preseason. What one team would you say I'd bet every penny I have that they go to the playoffs?
Kansas City.
Okay. Next.
Oh. Next?
Yeah.
Every penny I have, a team in the AFC that I think was definitely going to make the playoffs.
Definitely going to make the playoffs.
I would say, I mean, Houston's got to be close to that. I would say Baltimore.
Baltimore, number two. Three?
I think I would probably, I mean.
Cincinnati, Buffalo,
no,
Houston?
No, I think at three, I would probably say Houston.
You go Houston.
I mean, Look at that division. I mean, do you believe in Will Levis?
No, I don't. I don't look at Tennessee as a threat okay. to Houston right now.
I mean, listen, I like Shane Steichen. Can Anthony Richardson stay healthy? I know at Jacksonville, I know once it kind of, I mean, it all went downhill for them once Trevor Lawrence got hurt. I don't know, unless all of a sudden C.J. Stroud has a sophomore slump.
I mean, do you envision that?
Could I imagine that? No.
No, I don't envision that either. He's amazing. He got better as the season went on. He played great in the postseason. He's a star player. I don't envision a sophomore slump.
So what would your list of the top three be?
Kansas City, clearly.
Yeah.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
See, if I have such confidence in Baltimore, I can't go with Cleveland or...
Or Cincinnati.
Cincinnati or Pittsburgh, even. I think I'd go Buffalo 3.
Buffalo 3?
Yeah.
Even with everything that they lost?
Yeah, well, because they still have the guy. They still have Josh Allen. So I think I'd go Buffalo 3, and then I start to entertain the Houstons, the... Okay, listen, I think Jacksonville's a very good team. I don't think there's a huge separation between those two teams right now.
Not a huge separation, but I mean, you gotta love what Houston's doing right now.
I love what Houston's doing. I'd buy stock in Houston. I just like, and again, it's why I go back to the Jets can't have any distractions. Kansas City's going. Baltimore's going. I'd be stunned if the Jets had a better record than Buffalo and won this division. So now you're talking about a wild card, and look who you're competing with. Right?
Right, dude.
Cincinnati.
Look at that. Yeah, right. I mean,
Cleveland.
You got to think that Russ is going to help Pittsburgh because he's better than Kenny Pickett.
Right. Miami is not going to be a bad football team by any stretch. Jacksonville or Houston is going to be a team you're competing with. Cleveland is, I mean, there's just, I mean, at some point, maybe not immediately, at some point, Harbaugh is going to turn around the Chargers. They still have, I think, a borderline elite quarterback. It's just like, my God, the AFC is so littered with talented football teams.
Cleveland, if Deshaun Watson plays even, I don't know, 75% of what he was in Houston,
yep,
that team is going to be a real problem.
Well, look at what they have.
Yeah.
Right? And also, are we assuming that Chubb comes back at full health? That was a massively grotesque injury.
Yeah, it was. But he's a great athlete, and he works his absolute butt off. So... if anyone could do it, he can do it. You know who can't be like overly pumped up right now?
Overly pumped up can't be, well, New England, but I don't think you mean them.
I mean a player.
A player who can't be overly pumped up. Well, Diggs is never overly happy in Buffalo, but I don't think that's who you mean. Do you mean an offensive player?
I do. Plays the most important position.
So a quarterback.
Was probably ecstatic early. And now maybe has some questions.
AFC quarterback?
Yep.
Did he just move teams?
Nope.
Same team.
Face of his franchise.
Face of his franchise. I don't think you mean Tua.
Nope. Tua's going to get paid. Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert, excited.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, they wasted such an opportunity.
They're so excited.
They had a stud from day one. Right? They had making no money. They had Keenan Allen. They had Mike Williams. They had Austin Eckler. They had Khalil Mack. They had Bosa. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. They never did anything with it.
No, nothing. And now he's got, right now, he's got Gus Edwards, Quentin Johnston, Josh Palmer, Will Disley, and Donald Parnum Jr.
Great. So your number one receiver is Quentin Johnston, who was bad last year.
Right.
Now, granted, rookie season should be better, but that's your number one receiver at the moment.
Yeah, they're going to have to draft. They have to draft the receiver at 5, don't they? Or
have to? Unless they trade out of it, get a couple more picks, and then take the receiver like 8 or 9, and then have more picks later on in the draft. But yes, they have to take.
But you kind of need like a stud.
Yeah, Odunze or Neighbors, so you can get either one at 5.
I could see them taking Neighbors.
Would make sense. Certainly would make sense. But you know what the thing is? And I agree with you. Like, it's like a miscarriage of justice the way they mishandled this whole thing with Justin Herbert. You lose Eckler. You lose Williams. You lose Keenan Allen. Like, the amount of guys they lost is amazing. But still, they have Jim Harbaugh, who I know is going to make up such ground on what their former coaching staff was able to do.
Oh, it's a huge upgrade.
Right? So as much as you decrease in talent around Justin Herbert, you increase the coaching tenfold.
Yeah, that's not even a question. It's just, I mean, that'd be tough losing. I mean, you lost Mike Williams last year with the injury, and then Keenan Allen, who had a great season for you.
It's kind of like your.
Oh, he's like his. I mean, that's his guy, and now it's up in Chicago.
He's amazing.
What am I doing? What are the Jets doing?
Well, they're waiting.
Fourth round pick.
Just wait. They're in a holding pattern. You know, when you get to the airport, and it's like, listen, the runway is very crowded. We're just going to circle for a while. That's what the Jets are. They're circling for a while.
Keenan Allen. Fourth round pick.
So the compensation draft wise is nothing. A fourth round pick.
Nothing.
And you would have to pay him. But you know you get a he's a stud wide receiver.
Stud
wide receiver.
To go along with Garrett Wilson.
To go along with another stud wide receiver. Like, I tell you, Aaron Rodgers is close to what he's been. I'm gonna take a now I can lock in at the best offensive lineman sitting there at 10. I've added Moses. I'll probably add one more. I've added Keenan Allen. I got Breece Hall. I got Garrett Wilson. And I have Aaron Rodgers coming back. You know what? That defense, let's go.
Yeah, but couldn't you also, like, I mean, I get it. You don't want to take on the $18 million, but can't you, I mean, this is the last year of his deal. Can't you add a year plus a fake year at the end to take the number down?
I'll be honest with you. I don't understand the ins and outs and everything that goes along with the NFL salary cap. But what I do know is that, and I've seen it via the Saints for years now, is you can manipulate and massage it that if there's a guy you want, you can get that guy. You can always make cap availability to get that guy. You don't think it would have been worthwhile for a guy like Keenan Allen?
Well, isn't this the time that you want to massage it? Like, really get in there?
Because you don't know that there's going to be any other, there might be no future massages.
Right, like this could be the last massage.
Yeah. I don't know. It makes no sense to me.
Yeah, to have this many really good wide receivers available and just not appear very...
They're dropping like flies now. And I get
it.
Yeah,
not interested.
And I get it that you say, well, the draft is loaded, but you're going to tell me, assuming that Rich Cimini's right and you're going to take an offensive lineman 10th overall, that you're going to feel comfortable with Garrett Wilson, Alan Lazard, and your third round drafted wide receiver next year?
As comfortable as I would have been having... Keenan Allen?
The answer is no.
Probably not, no. But on top of that, too, okay, you know what this... I hate to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. It reminds me like this to the Mets conversations we keep having, right? Because me and you both are like, hey, I mean, especially with how the starting pitching has looked so far this season, and you lose Senga, like, why not Jordan Montgomery? It's money. You got plenty of money. You're looking for a bat, whatever it is. And I keep going back to, hey, you can explain away the bat thing because you want to get, you know, Vientos as many at-bats as possible. JD Martinez doesn't play the field, so... Let's use this as a year to see if our young kids can play. Good. Get it. Understand that. I've also heard the excuse with the Jets. The reason why they don't want to go out and spend money, or like, why would you, you know, for how much would cost to trade for T. Higgins and the amount of money you'd have to pay him. Remember, and I've heard this from Grasso, you're going to have to pay Garrett Wilson and you're going to have to pay Sauce and all these guys. Okay. Well, if that's the case, how many years are you going to have to sign Keenan Allen to if you just traded for him? Give him an extra year?
Yeah. Not
two, maybe?
And it's not breaking the bank.
I mean, he's not going to affect you down the road. You need help now.
You need to win now. If you don't win now, there is no down the road. If you're Joe Douglas, you won't be the one negotiating with Garrett Wilson or Breece Hall or Sauce Gardner. That'll be the next GM that deals with
that. That's not going to be your problem because you won't be the one in the room negotiating. You're right.
Now, I understand from Gross's standpoint a little bit as a fan. You're like, well, if we do that, then we kind of mortgage the future. But as Joe Douglas... a mortgage, whatever future I have to mortgage. I need to win now. If the here's a question for you. Jets go 8. Rodgers healthy plays. Jets go 8-9 this year. Is Joe Douglas ever a GM in this league again?
I don't think so.
Okay. So don't you owe it to your bet on yourself? You know what? Let me go 11-6. Let me get in. Let me win a playoff game. And let me figure it out in a year from now what I'm going to do because I took on a large salary in Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I think you have to ask yourself that. I mean, that question, like, how important is this job to me? And I think the answer, we all know the answer to that question. On top of that, how important is it to the fan base, to ownership? They told you to make the playoffs. It's been 13 seasons.
Right. It's very 13. Important. I mean, you're at the end of the rope with Aaron Rodgers.
He's got to at least make the playoffs.
Has to make the playoffs this year. Has to. I mean, I would love to know, and I'm sure Elias could do some kind of study with this. Joe Douglas, this is going to be what year for him? His fifth year?
No, I think it's more than that.
It's his sixth year?
I think five. Is this to be his fifth draft?
This will be his, but he didn't run the first draft.
No, of course. So this, why would
no,
he?
No,
why
not,
would he run
I'm
the first draft?
I'm not being a jerk. I'm bringing it to your attention. So you think this is his sixth year but fifth draft?
Joe Douglas. He was named in June of 2019.
All right, so right the draft that happened. So he had the 19th.
This is five.
This is going to be his fifth year.
Fifth draft coming up.
How many GMs do you think draft 5 years on a team, never go to the postseason, lose their jobs, and wind up landing another job?
Well, and missing the quarterback, too.
No, I would guess probably none.
Not a lot.
I would guess probably none. That might not even exist.
Yeah, I get sticking to your plan. I understand that. But, like, if there was any time...
But doesn't the plan have to be going all in
now?
Well,
you would think, but it's been like this is what they told you to expect as a Jets fan. Like, don't expect splashy moves early. It's not going to happen. This is who Joe Douglas is.
So can we expect splashy moves late? Like, when do we get splashy moves?
When the prices come down, I guess. I mean, if that's the goal is to get, you know, a left tackle cheaper than...
Well, I mean, Tyron Smith solves a lot of your problems.
Right. Well, it also frees you up. I mean, it answers a question there at left tackle, so you have the ability to do different things with the 10th pick if you want.
Here's what I say we do, because RJ, I'm sure you have quite a laundry list of things. Dude, you could miss.
Listen, how about
this? I was in the middle of talking, and you just ran me over.
How about this? You traded that fourth round pick for Keenan Allen. It worked out, whatever kind of extension or whatever you wanted to do with him. Figure that number out. Sign Tyron Smith, and then draft Brock Bowers at 10. Who says no?
Draft Brock Bowers or just draft the best available offensive lineman. There's no way our offensive line is not going to be good this year. Either way, who says no to that?
Well, just think about that offense right now. If you had Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, Keenan Allen, and Brock Bowers.
With Aaron Rodgers,
you got Tyler Conklin in the mix.
Yeah, it'll be great. But, I mean, can we get to work a little bit here? RJ?
Yes, Dave.
Did you hear what happened there?
That was tough.
I mean, I don't know how you guys handle this. Is it like a post-show thing where you're like, Rick, can you stick around for a minute longer? And you're like, you can't do that and just run right over him? Just, or no?
Oh, you think he needs a talking to?
I think that person would probably be you. So does that, and you can like wink or just give me like, yeah, I got it, Dave. Like, is there something that happens with this?
I mean, I wasn't planning that, but if you feel strongly, then yeah.
No.
RJ was talking about with the gym guy. I mean, we've set a precedent here. If we haven't punched him by now, it's not going to happen.
I think you're doing it right now.
Here's what I don't get.
What?
Are you guys surprised, you two, that the Jets are not taking a bigger swing here?
Mildly surprised, yes.
Does it change anything, the $23 million cap hit that Keenan Allen has?
Well, yeah, but can't you massage that a little bit? I mean,
of course.
Of steel. Can't you give him another year plus third?
Well, that's the thing that jumps out to me because he's on the last year of the deal. Like, so you would think if you're making that sort of trade for anything more than a fourth round, that you're trying to work out some sort of extension. That tells me he's going to hit the market.
By the way, I've completely lost control of the show.
I was
trying to get to you, RJ, to give you more time to do stuff you missed. This guy's now posing questions. He's steamrolling me. Here's what I thought. We go to you, you do stuff you missed, then everyone who's lined up that wants to get on the show, we get to the callers, and then we go with Raymond's Plays of the Week. Does that work for you, RJ?
Let's do it.
Let's start it up. Go ahead.
Now. See ya!
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The you missed.
All right, other receiver news, we'll get to it. Hollywood Brown, Kansas City, 1 year, up to $11 million. They get better. Good for them. Very happy for them.
Somebody doesn't like Kansas City.
Curtis Samuel lands with the Bills, 3 years, worth up to $27 million. And we say goodbye to...
There goes Rondale Moore. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Rondale Moore. Well, not bye-bye in perpetuity, just bye-bye as he goes to Atlanta in exchange for Desmond Ridder, who goes to Arizona. Corey Davis, who stepped away from football in August, he's back, applied for reinstatement. Could be with the Jets, but not as of now because they released him. So we'll see what happens. Joe Mixon's deal.
Maybe that'll be their big offseason acquisition.
To reacquire Corey Davis?
Reacquire a guy they had who retired, yeah.
I'll fight you if that happens.
He's in a bad place. A really dark place.
I don't blame him. I really don't. With everything going on, I think he's actually handling it well.
We talked about Joe Mixon's deal with the Texans. That's 3 years worth up to $27 million. $13 million of it guaranteed. Sam Howell. Washington was busy. Traded to Seattle. Because they had room, because Drew Locke's here to compete with Daniel Jones, apparently, according to John Schneider. That's for a fourth-round pick and a sixth-rounder in exchange for a third and a fifth back to Washington, who also watched Cameron Curl sign with the Rams. Other Charger news, Joey Bosa restructured his deal to stay with the Chargers, so somebody's staying. The Browns agreed to terms on a one-year deal with former Jet defensive tackle and guest of this program, Quentin Jefferson. Off to Cleveland, Eric Armstead to Jacksonville, 3 years. DJ Reader to the Lions on a two-year deal. By the way, the Lions extended Dan Campbell and GM Brad Holmes through 2027. Well-deserved.
That's the right move.
RJ, did you think that Javon Kinlaw needs to be paid as much money as we gave him?
No.
Yeah.
Did not.
Well, he was not very good, though, was he?
No.
Yeah.
He stayed healthy this year, and he flashed a little bit this year. But this, like, it took a long time to get there.
Keenan Allen, 108 receptions last year, 1,243 yards and 7 touchdowns.
Do you feel guilty of what you're doing at all?
What did I do?
You know what you're doing.
Just giving statistics.
I mean, technically,
what's
yes.
understood doesn't have to be explained.
Technically, you're right.
Drew Locke's numbers, would you please?
Some Drew Locke numbers.
I'll raise you a Zach Wilson.
Oh. Dun, 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 this is a tough game of poker.
Now he's singing the song. Oh, that is the worst.
Just don't forget.
Ahead, RJ. I'll just
one of these days we're going to fill out that cabinet.
Don't forget, Rick, who cares about you and offered you the tunnels.
I get it.
By the way, the NFL is reviewing the Eagles in their pursuit of Saquon Barkley.
Big cheaters.
Tampering violations. I mean, if you could get like a, I don't know.
What would that, would the Giants get compensated?
Or they would just dock them.
They would just take from
the Eagles.
Yeah,
they would just take. It'd be like that because the Dolphins lost their first last year. So
the Giants wouldn't get something, just the Eagles would lose something.
I don't think so.
Which I think you'd be fine with.
We should get what they lose, though.
You would think so, but nobody got the first rounder for the, like the Bucks didn't get the first rounder for the Dolphins when they tried to give ownership to Tom Brady.
I mean, it's not like you were trying to keep the guy and, you know, he spurned you. You basically kicked him out the door. Call it what it is.
Yeah.
You gave Devin Singletary his number already.
26. Yeah.
That's a number he wears.
Wow. That's cold blooded.
That
really
is. Bye
bye.
Rondale Moore. Bye bye. Ben Simmons.
There goes Rondale Moore. Bye bye.
Ben Simmons. Bye bye as well. Surgery for the second time in 3 years on that back. He's Nets fans. I can tell you this. He's got 1 year, $40 million left on that deal. That's the bad news. There's still 1 year and $40 million left on the deal.
$40 million.
40.3, actually, for being technical.
Wow.
St. John's advances in the Big East tournament, 91-72. They beat Seton Hall. They will take on UConn today, 5:30 at the Garden.
RJ, you'd happily take the 0.3 of that 40.
Yeah, you would.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of people would.
That point, that's a nice decimal right there.
And he's like, oh, that's just a 0.3. Just
what do you think, better that decimal or the comma used by Skip Bayless?
Thank God for that comma.
Oh, the big comma. Jerry Stackhouse out at Vanderbilt after 5 years. They finished 9-23. It's not what you want. Tigers over the Yankees 7-0. Marcus Stroman, not good. 4 runs over 4 1/3. Good news, though. Aaron Judge could be back in the lineup tomorrow after that abdominal discomfort and an MRI. Mets and Cardinals tie 0-0. Love that about spring training. Jose Buto. 4 innings. Shutout ball.
He's deal. I don't know if there's a spot for him in the rotation.
He's been good.
He's been terrific.
Your rotation's been good as a whole.
They really have.
Brayden Point, hat trick, 3 assists for the Lightning. Sorry, Rangers fans. They pull away, double up the blue shirts, 6-3. Islanders.
Yes.
They lose 4-0 to my Sabres.
They really did, didn't they?
We're just delivering news here, so don't punch me anywhere in my face region. Rick. Jake Allen. Nice Devil debut. 35 saves. Beat the Stars 6-2. The feds are on the case. Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads. A shipment headed to Pittsburgh. Stolen. But the feds are on it. We'll keep you updated.
En route, they got stolen.
Somebody hijacked a truck with Jaromir Jagr 18,000 bobbleheads.
So, serious question now. If you purchase tickets like you're a bobblehead guy and you
so,
want it.
So, I have an answer
for
you. Yep. I looked this up because I knew this was coming. They will all be offered vouchers to the next bobblehead night.
So you see what I've done for you?
You've given me paranoia like nobody else in my life.
I ask so many pertinent questions.
You ask so many questions, I've I have paranoia that I probably need therapy.
That I lead you to do more research to make you better, and now you're the best version of you you can be.
Oh, look at you.
You think so?
Look at you.
You completely ruined Stump Rothenberg on Wednesday because of it.
Who did?
So this is Ken Jennings' audio.
Your stupid questions.
And Dave, maybe you have more on this. A swarm of bees delayed the Alcaraz-Zverev match for 2 hours yesterday. Were you aware of this?
I was aware. I don't know that I have more. I mean,
bees! Bees everywhere! God, they're huge! They're ripping my flesh off!
Yep, that's audio from Alcaraz.
Was that Alcaraz?
That was Alcaraz yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing at Indian Wells, which is outside of the U.S. Open, maybe the biggest in Cincinnati, maybe the biggest tournaments we have. It's a two-week event, and Alcaraz has been rolling along. Djokovic actually lost earlier in the tournament, and I actually played tennis there when I was younger on their center court.
How'd you do?
I won.
Nice.
Was anybody assaulted?
No one was assaulted. I didn't see any bees to be heard of or seen. And no, it's a weird thing, but there was a swarm of bees, and they had to put the players back into the locker room and delay the match for quite some
time. That's a lot. That's the insight I was looking for, and that's a bleep you missed.
Oh, were you mocking me with that insight, or was
no? That was good
for you.
That was good. We learned a tidbit about you too.
There you go.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
You liked Kenny Rogers, right?
That's not funny.
What do you mean?
I know what he's doing. It's not funny.
What is he doing?
Oh,
Kennedy Rogers.
I thought I'd have to explain. Okay, you caught it. Never mind.
Oh. Kennedy Rogers.
Right.
That,
no,
that's
listen,
very
listen.
Subtle.
It's extremely subtle, and I'm kind of proud of Rick for picking it up. I don't know what else to
also
say.
Also, be proud of me that I changed my avatar and my ex.
Oh, let's take a look.
You see what he's doing though,
because
you know it's
going to
be some insulting picture of
no,
me.
It's not. No, it's
beautiful.
This is actually well done. Did you do this?
No, of course. I didn't
did
do
he?
That.
I haven't seen it yet. There's no chance he did it.
This is an outstanding picture.
Very flattering for you, Dave.
This is an outstanding picture.
It's a nice hairdo.
Whoever
did
this?
Do it?
Who did this?
Josh did.
Josh, that's great job, Josh. Great
President
job.
Of the company at Jace, yeah.
That is
Look
nice.
Look at this. Look at
I
this.
Got people. You said I said I wanted a picture. We got a picture.
I look nice. Look I have long flowing hair.
You do.
Why am this I dressed is, in like a like a? My outfit is odd.
That's Rose's outfit,
that's
Dave.
That's Rose's outfit, Dave.
It looks like from, she was dressed in the 1700s.
These are from those photos when they had us all as women. And I believe you said you were bodacious, was it?
He was.
Well, you can see I am.
Kind of a floozy, too, he said.
Definitely a floozy.
I would definitely be a floozy.
Rose was a floozy. Yeah, if Dave is Rose in this situation, then.
I'm bodacious.
One and the same.
Happy you are that I'm behind you like that.
If you want
well, you're
see
not looking
it,
at me. Why are you not looking at me?
He's distracted by his next target.
Look at your face.
You look.
You're very happy to see me there, aren't you?
Yeah, the back of your head is much more attractive.
We retweeted it at DR on ESPN.
It's a reenactment, really, of one of the great movie scenes of all time.
I thought you were going to say it's a reenactment of something that happened between the two of you.
That's how close we are.
I'm the king of the world!
Archie, you think I walk by him sitting on the couch like that and nothing happens?
I'm going through Rick's timeline. It's an interesting place.
Now, did you find me on the ship in peril? Because it wasn't she was going to jump right off that ship, remember?
Yeah, I don't think I remember it as well as you do because you saw it so many times. But
you remember that she? I think that's how they met.
I prefer to remember our steamy scene in the car where we fogged up the windows.
Oh, that was a scene.
I was good in that scene.
That was a scene.
And I am now uncomfortable.
Don't be jealous.
So is everyone.
Don't be jealous that I had Dave like that.
Yeah, you know, now I'm uncomfortable.
you're uncomfortable?
I'm uncomfortable, but you got to be comfortable being uncomfortable. That's the
fornication.
Yeah, that's
how often would you say, RJ, on the show, you're just like, oh, I'm uncomfortable.
RJ, that was my pickup line with him. This is just, you're going to have to.
I'm very comfortable.
Well, let's go to Don in West Palm.
That's
Hi, Don.
A good idea.
Yeah, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good.
I was actually calling because, you know, Dave, I've been told I'm a crazy Giants fan. I don't think I'm quite at your level. But, yeah, when I was about 10 years old, I got grounded because I called Randall Cunningham a word that ends with bag.
That was actually the first word I got in trouble for, too.
Really?
Was it really?
Yeah, it's great. You guys can reminisce about this off the air. Go ahead. What do you got?
All right. I was just going to say, like, you know, when I saw that Saquon signed with the Eagles, I was really upset. You know, initially, and then my second thought was, oh, I can't wait to hear what Dave has to say tomorrow. But then the moves we made the rest of the day, I was like, okay, I'm not really, like, too upset, especially when I saw the money the Eagles gave him. So, you know, your reaction was kind of right on par with mine. I just think it's, you know, he wasn't worth the money, and, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be, and hopefully he's just not that good for them. But also, I just wanted to say that I am engaged to an Eagles fan, so... As much as I wanted us to get a better draft pick last year, there was no way I was rooting for us to lose those two games against them. So,
ugh, I can't believe you're engaged to an Eagles fan. That's not easy to deal with.
That's a choice he made, though.
I know. No, I think that even if you were upset about what the Giants did letting Saquon go, and I don't know how many were horrified by it, I think you have to be pleased of the direction that they're heading in now.
Who, the Eagles?
No, the Giants. Yeah, you're not paying attention to me.
I wasn't. I was actually looking at something to send to you guys. I figured you would just handle that one. My bad.
No, I mean, I handle it for the most part. But no, I think the Giants did well. I think Burns is going to be a stud. I mean, you have bookends on the defensive end now that should be elite at getting to the quarterback. You got Dexter Lawrence, who might be one of the better defensive tackles in football. Right? So, I mean, you can see the plan. The plan was enacted, and the plan is now moving forward. Now, hopefully they get the right pieces to kind of fill in here. But, this is basically what Shane and Dable have told you the whole time. We don't value Saquon. We're not going to bring him back. We're going to move in a different direction. A lot of people thought it was a game of chicken. It never was. This was their intent. We're willing to sacrifice Saquon and Xavier McKinney to bring in a guy that can get to the quarterback.
Right, because they prioritize certain positions.
That's right.
It wasn't those two positions. I think the other thing that I don't want to say is confusing, but I think can lead to a couple questions is the whole report of Drew Lock competing for the starting job and what that means, actually.
I don't believe that.
Okay, so don't believe it or not. And now some of the reports that are coming out that it seems like the Patriots are maybe one of the teams that are thinking about Justin Fields. Because I guess there's two of the three that they really like, and if the third one, if one of those two's not there, then they're not taking a quarterback.
I wonder if the Giants really like Jaden Daniels. Like, I wonder if New England has their heart set on whoever it is, and he's not there, and the Giants like May and Daniels if the Giants move up, regardless of who that is. Or, see, here's the concern. What happens? Now, if New England loves Daniels and the Giants love May, and Daniels goes two, maybe they trade out of that pick. What happens if they love the same guy, though? Now they're not going to trade out of that.
Right, that's your problem. Or what if they – maybe it's not the Patriots end up trading with, though, because what if the Patriots – I mean, what if they love Marvin Harrison Jr.?
trade for, well, I think we'll know. You know what would be nice to find out eventually is where's Justin Fields going to go? Because right. I think you'd have a lot of answers now of where the dominoes fall once he's traded.
Well, I guess in a perfect world for the Patriots, though, would be Justin Fields goes nowhere until the draft. And then you know then you have a better idea what's happening. If you're
I would like to know where he's going to go. Like, I would love it if he went now. Go to New England now. Now you know that you're kind of open for business with that third pick.
Right. Or if it's not the third pick, maybe it's the fourth pick.
Cardinals, yeah.
If you love Marvin Harrison, if you're the Patriots, you love Marvin Harrison Jr. Are you gonna move down to six?
You're not gonna get him at six,
right?
So you think they swap with the? But Arizona's not gonna move up, are they?
No, I'm saying if the Giants could move up to four,
Giants move up to four. Yes. So New England takes. You know what? Maybe New England takes, because what I've heard is that the Cardinals love Marvin Harrison. So maybe New England takes Harrison, and now maybe four, in fact, is open for business,
yeah,
right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That makes sense.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You do realize that you and I are having a little battle on Sunday afternoon, a matinee affair at the Garden, Islanders and Rangers.
You want to put something on it or what?
Yes. What do you want to put on it?
What do you want to put on it?
I don't know. RJ, be the arbiter here. What should we put on that game?
$10,000.
No, come on. Stop it.
No, he's all high and mighty now because the Sabres beat me last night. I don't.
That's right. So he's very, very cocky, very confident.
Yeah.
All right. Here, I'll say, because I want the guys to win. Also, whoever loses has to bring in or purchase breakfast for everyone on next Tuesday morning.
Perfect.
Yeah. Right. So now RJ and Ray win, and then the loser has to pay.
I like it.
I like it too. RJ, you sign off on that?
Not as exciting as $10,000, but I think it's more reasonable.
Yeah, but you don't get any of the $10,000. Now you get breakfast.
Well, no, give it to one of us.
I like to know that.
So we bet $10,000 of our own money, and then we don't even get it. Now one of you guys gets it?
That's right.
Well, yeah. I wasn't going to say that, but that sounds pretty good. But I would enjoy knowing that you're sweating out a $10,000 bet on that game.
I'm not allowed to gamble like that. A breakfast I can get away with. $10,000? No, I got to find a new place to live.
Send him right back down that dark path.
Now I could be in the tunnel with him looking for new teams.
It's not gambling if you win.
No, I think it's still gambling. It's just successful gambling.
Yeah, it's just a play on words, but yes.
The DNR pregame party.
Oh, is that what that was, RJ?
Yeah, it was really clever, RJ.
Smarty pants.
Quit your day job. DNR pregame party.
This is my day job.
Yeah, well, your middle of the night job. We're heading out to Publicans, people. That's Manhasset, Long Island, Thursday, May the 2nd. Then to the LIRR, out to Citi Field for the second annual pregame party ahead of Mets-Cubs before we go into the game at 1 o'clock. Not 1:10, 1 o'clock. Again, Thursday, May 2nd, Publicans in Manhasset. And then right over to Citi Field. We'll see you all there. All right, so there you have it. We've had quite the week. Raymond, are you ready?
Oh, sure.
All right. Plays of the week.
Feed.
Rodgers.
Are the plays of the week.
Week win two.
You know, it's going to be a week when we just come right out of the gate and Dave decides to pick on certain people.
Nerd!
You know, I'm not going to name names here, but he's going after higher ups.
No, you can't do that.
I guess over, you know, what we're allowed to do or not allowed to do. I don't know how we continue to pick on individuals and then it turns into singing, but it does.
Psoriasis! I've got psoriasis! Why?
Don't even know what that was in reference to, but I enjoyed it.
I was very upset, though.
So, as you know, Monday was the prelude to free agency in the NFL, noon free agency, and there was a certain offensive lineman for the Patriots that Dave had his eye on. The Giants didn't get him, but Dave was excited about it. Can you pronounce that name, Dave?
Owenu.
I know it's not. What's that?
Owenu.
Close enough.
Well,
listen,
it doesn't matter anyway.
Exactly. What does it matter? He's not a Giant, so it's
maybe,
okay.
Maybe that's why they didn't bring him in.
That's pronunciation. Yeah. They were protecting you because you are the Giant,
We're in the jungle.
At the end of the day.
I don't think it's a weema wop, by the way.
Well, it is for Rick. I don't know what to tell you.
But it's not. It's a weema way.
It's a weema way. Yes.
Yeah. Not a weema wop.
Well. On behalf of Rick, Dave, you can apologize.
Sorry I brought you guys down.
No one said you brought us down.
No, I see the way you act towards me. The
apology accepted.
Thank you, RJ. Tuesday, we got to react to that free agency. But even more important, it was Dave Rothenberg's birthday, which he benefited greatly. He got the first choice of bananas. He got the gift card from RJ. Have you used it yet?
No. Have not used
Do you
it
plan
yet.
To use it soon?
Yes, of course I'm going to use it. What's the matter with
One
you?
Thing he did use was his rights right around midnight to him and Sherry have some time.
Oh,
congratulations.
Yeah. Thank
Congrats
you.
Congrats on it.
Thank
But Tuesday, we also had to say bye to Saquon as he signed with the Philadelphia Eagles. And listen, some mistakes were made. He may or may not have gone on the boat right. Actually, he did not.
You put Saquon on the boat.
On the boat. Everyone was on the boat.
Saquon wasn't even in the NFL.
I understand that.
Teams very active in free agency across the NFL. 31 teams made a free agent signing during the tampering period. Except for that one team who has the...
I thought a one-way mirror is just a mirror.
Yeah, the one-way mirror, the zoo down there in Dallas. And we wait. While we wait, we got a massage.
I've never had a four-hands massage.
Mm-hmm. Never had a four-hands massage.
Still haven't.
Still haven't.
Still wait on the four-hander.
Wednesday. All right. Wednesday
I
was.
Had, I bet if you had two extra hands, you would have.
if I had four hands, I'd never take them off myself.
Oh my goodness.
Could you imagine?
Wednesday.
You'd be tending to things.
Wednesday was a day because.
I could tend to things and make omelets. Could you imagine?
Are you going to continue tending? Is that what's going to happen?
I just can't imagine the possibilities if I had four hands.
Many possibilities. Rick was imagining the possibilities of Stump Rothenberg when he wanted to introduce sound into the equation.
Joe, who's Magic Johnson?
Oh, no.
So I played
Diane.
Who is Wayne Gretzky?
Wayne Gretzky. We're talking about hockey. Not
I played
the
that
NBA.
Little clip here, and Dave lost his mind because he thought he was going to hear from.
So this is Ken Jennings' audio.
It's not Ken Jennings, and then so we spoiled it apparently because I didn't know what Rick was going for. Dave lost his mind and played 500 clips of audio, which I wasn't sure Wide Orbit could handle. This is what it sounds like.
Here's Sauce Gardner.
If you really know what it is, what it takes to win.
Here's OG Ananobi.
A lot better.
Great. Mike Greeny.
If you're a Giant
Michael
and you're
K.
I think,
that's
and this
right.
is just for
I,
me.
You know what I'll do? Here's what I'll do. Here's Greeny.
If you're a Giant,
K.
I think, and this is just for me. It's not from anybody.
It's a miracle this machine still works. Let's play the clip in its entirety as intended that Rick wanted.
100-plus assists in an NHL season has been accomplished only 13 times. 11 times by this player. Joe, who is Magic Johnson? Oh, no.
Oh, no. So Rick's question was who were the other two players to pass the assist mark in that Gretzky tenure, and I believe the answer was one, Mario Lemieux, and Dave thought the other one was going to be Adam Oates. So I think one of the hints dropped was, it's something horses eat. It's not Adam Oates, it's Bobby Orr.
Do horses eat ore?
Do horses eat ore?
He had me so confused.
Well, yeah, but as I was giving, I was like, Hall and? You're like, uh-huh.
Do horses eat ore?
Do horses eat this thing? Uh-huh.
I listen. You had me all flustered.
Very flustered. That was the name of the game on Wednesday. We got into stuff you missed. RJ brought up Arsenal.
Arsenal back in the Champions League quarters for the first time since 2010.
I love the
what?
The Arsenal.
The Arsenal. I took a shot here and I didn't realize that I had taken a shot. I didn't feel bad in a moment. I felt bad afterward. You see video all the time of older folks engaging in fisticuffs. I'm sorry, Dave. I didn't mean to call you old.
But you did.
I didn't think about it.
And you know what? In fairness to you, I am old.
You're older.
I'm older but than you're everyone
but
here.
But you're only as old as you feel.
I feel old.
Ilya Yabushkin.
Thursday, Rick is scared to pick a Major League Baseball picks this year. What are we doing with that? Are we doing something? We're doing something.
That's defined.
Thursday was the first day Dave got sidetracked with actors and actresses.
Name some things you thought she did well.
Janine.
Dave got very comfortable, started stuffing his face.
Do you think somewhere
else? I'm going to eat my headbutt. You guys go ahead.
Very good radio.
I'm very comfortable.
Oh, no, but it's because you respect us.
You guys should respect the fact that I'm so comfortable with you.
Mm-hmm. We learned about players we never knew about before.
Buddy of Wits, who played in the NHL's.
Buddy Newitz?
No, a buddy of Wits.
Oh.
Buddy of Wits. And also, we talked about SAT scores, and I felt the way. I used to feel really good about my 1280 SAT score, and now, like, the
past. Well, you and I got the same thing?
Yeah. And then we close out the week. Dave, laying on the couch, just like Rose in Titanic, draw me like one of your French girls.
I'm the king of the world!
Ending up in the frozen water.
I'll never let go, Jack. I'll never let go.
Not only would Dave let go, he'd be the first one hoisting a lifeboat to himself while screaming,
"Please, I have a child!"
and rowing away into the distance. Have a great weekend, boys, and never let go.
Yeah, what a job by you. That was Billy Zane, by the way. All right, Rick, let's go Rangers. Rule 76.
No excuses to play like a champion. It's DPHO Rothenberg and
Carpe Omnia.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Listen to me, Pitino!
Thanks for listening to the DPHO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.